The CEO of Kotzebue based Manilik Association today urged a U.S. House subcommittee to pass a bill that would provide advance funding for the Indian Health Service. Tim Shirk says the uncertainty and delays in federal funding makes it hard to run a hospital and hire healthcare professionals. He spoke in favor of legislation that would have Congress appropriate money a year in advance for the IHS, as it does now for the Veterans Health Administration.
If I don't know where the money is going to be coming from in October, November, December, how can I make those commitments to those health professionals to hire them? Our doctors have to know that they're going to get a paycheck.
One way or another, the bills must be paid. And if the federal funds aren't there, Shirk says he must pursue other options, like asking a bank for a line of credit or a bridge loan.
Inevitably, what's going to happen in that discussion is the bank is going to ask me, so what is your plan to pay the money back? When are you going to get the money? And what is your plan to pay back the amount borrowed with interest? And the answer is generally, I don't know. It's up to Congress.
Without concrete answers, Shirk says borrowing is difficult and advanced federal appropriations would help alleviate many of the current problems. The Manilik Association provides health services to 12 federally recognized tribes and 8,000 people in Northwest Alaska.